This is Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday edition. We're kicking off Hour 2. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the fun. We'll continue the email from last hour here in a moment. But first to Shaw in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Shaw.
Good evening, gentlemen, and it's Sean.
Sorry about that, Sean.
That's okay. Hey, just a quick update. A couple of months ago, you read an email on the air that I sent to you about the gentleman that ran afoul of the law in New Mexico. It was the wedding party thing.
You're going to have to recap.
Okay. Police were called to a wedding party because of a disturbance. And the people that caused the disturbance had already left. The police cordoned off the building, but there were still children inside.
Oh, yeah.
And when the children were brought out, the gentleman tried to rush to his children and basically got a load of mace in the face.
From a police officer.
Yes.
Right.
I'm sorry. And then some other folks were involved. The child got maced. It was a bad scene.
Wasn't it a six-year-old child or something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and he was charged with, I don't even know what he was charged with, but he was brought in the court and had about 12 people there in support of him.
That's good.
Which basically they were going to say that he did nothing to deserve this, and the cop overreacted.
Mm-hmm.
When they saw the big lineup in his defense, they basically dropped the charges. He is now pursuing a civil action against at least the officer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not suing the officer. He's suing the department. The officer can pretty much do anything he wants, and he won't face any kind of actual retribution on his part. He might lose his job or something, but, he's
unlikely.
He's acting on behalf of the police department, so they can sue the police department. And consequently, it's really just the citizens of that community
right.
that end up paying the price because,
yeah.
The taxpayer, if they get some kind of judgment, it's the taxpayers that pay, not the cop.
They're not docking his pay. Right.
Exactly.
Well,
but I've been sitting on that for a while. I listen to your show. I listen on podcast. I listen to last night's show today. I'm not even done listening to it yet. I visited this website that was discussed, the law enforcement forums.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a lot of the stuff. I read the thread about Ian's introduction and some of the back and forth there, and I've only read that one thread.
I haven't been mean at all to these people, and I was called, they told me today, one of them said, F you, maggot. I mean, it's just the most rude.
One of them threatened you bodily, too.
That's the one that called yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
There was a lot of arrogance displayed.
Yeah.
And they're pretty touchy. They're pretty
really
touchy.
Are.
They don't like someone who has, from what I've seen, and I know a couple of cops, and they're pretty good guys, but we don't see eye to eye on everything.
Sure.
But in the few dealings I've had with police that I don't know, I see the same thing on this website. There's arrogance. It's my way or the highway.
It's an us versus them attitude. It's their club
right.
versus the citizen.
Well, the reason that they feel that way is because they have the laws have gotten so strict that now it really is us versus them in a lot
True.
Of ways. I mean, I'm a white upper middle class, 35-year-old male. I have nothing to fear from these guys, but I see what's going on, and it just sickens me.
And it doesn't help your view of the police in the long run.
No.
And that doesn't help them get cooperation.
And I'm not a tree-hugging hippie, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, they seem to think that all Free Talk Live listeners are liberal hippies, which is not the case at all, and I thought we made that pretty clear last night, but apparently not.
Well, I'll have to call you back another time. I might be, Ian, what you'd call a bureaucrat.
Oh,
I'm a federal employee, and we'll have to go into that at a later date.
We will, because now I'm curious. Sean, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's so simple. I mean, they just don't seem to understand that it's the laws they are enforcing and the fact that they are enforcing them that results in people not liking them. People would love the police if all they did was arrest murderers, rapists, thieves, and vandals. People that are offending other people's persons or property. Violent, forceful, fraudful individuals. If those were the guys the cops were going after, I find it hard to believe that people would be spitting in their food and calling them pigs. But because they're going after your friends and family members, because virtually anybody who's under the age of 35 knows somebody else who's been arrested for marijuana possession, because of all these minor little crimes, these consensual crimes where an adult, in many cases, is consenting to do something on their own, or perhaps in the case of prostitution, with another adult, or in the case of gambling, with another group of adults, because they are consenting to these, to violating the law, they get arrested. And in some cases, they get shot and killed. Remember the story that you like to bring up about the optometrist who was running a pool, a betting pool in his office.
A football pool in his office. And the SWAT team was called in.
Yep.
And one of these itchy, triggered, fingered guys shot the optometrist while he's on his knees, handcuffed.
Yep. In the head.
Killed him.
Totally unnecessary.
It was a mistake. But
unnecessary
mistake.
That's
the problem with this crap. Is it, you know, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Stop sending in these paramilitary troopers.
You don't get to
with
say
submachine guns into people's houses and businesses.
You don't
to enforce your freaking vice crimes.
You don't get to say that. Well, it was a mistake, but we were lawfully allowed to be there. We had a warrant, and we've killed this optometrist, and we killed this 92-year-old woman, and there's all these dead bodies around. You don't get to play it off by just saying, well, the world is a better place because we have these laws. So what if a few people have to kick the bucket from time to time? The ends justify the means. No, it doesn't. And it just makes people dislike you and perhaps even hate you. And I was talking to one of the cops on the law enforcement forums today, or just posting on the forums, about how many responsible drug users there are. He made the claim that all drug users, whether they're doctors or lawyers or business executives, are scumbags. This is the federal agent, the guy that banned me yesterday.
Okay. Well, it's an attack that one can't really rebut because, in fact, they aren't bags of scum.
You know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
He means they're
losers?
Bad people.
Okay.
They're bad loser people.
Doctors?
It's just an absurd concept. And I told him, you know what? It's that attitude. There's probably people in your life, I would say odds are really good.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a cop, there are people in your life, maybe they're your friends or family members, who are marijuana smokers, or maybe worse, maybe they snort a line of cocaine from time to time, or take some MDMA, or whatever it is their drug choices.
And I don't think you have to smoke marijuana every day to be a marijuana smoker.
No, you don't. Once a month, you're a marijuana smoker. But anyway,
once every few months, if you say to yourself, you know, I smoke a joint whenever I feel like it with friends, and that turns out to be every 3 months,
you're still a marijuana smoker.
That would probably what I would have been described before I met my wife and, you know,
she's drug counselor and all that. Yeah. So I told the guy, I said, and I don't know if he's responded to this yet, if he's ignored it or whatever, but I said, there's probably people in your life that are drug users and they'll never tell you about it because of that attitude. Because you would be, how would you feel about that if you were one of these cops that believes that drugs are bad and the law is good and we must enforce this law, and you were to find out that one of your best friends, somebody that you've known for 2 decades, is a marijuana smoker. And up until that point, you had said things publicly like, marijuana smokers are scumbags. And then you find out that your best friend has been a marijuana smoker behind your back. Maybe you stumble onto some paraphernalia. Or maybe he just tells you. How does that make you feel? Do you completely change your opinion of your best friend at that moment? Do you just, real quick, you are a scumbag lowlife. How could you do that?
Sounds like the law is pretty important.
How would somebody feel about that if they were a cop? If they were one of these drug warriors? 800-259-9231. Alvy is on the line. Not sure if that's a male or female. Sounds like a male. But we'll find out here in a moment. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Still got the email from the cop on the way here tonight. And your call's about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free lines. For all of your voiceover IP needs, Packet8.net. Dean here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, though honestly, it's been a little while since we've had a submission. They seem to come in waves. We'll get one, and then we'll get a second and a third right after that. And then it'll be a couple weeks down.
It is strange that they seem to come in little bunches like that. I don't know.
But nonetheless, we're always on the hunt for new ladies to be added to the Shrine, so head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. The lady listeners of Free Talk Live, shrine.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's go to Alvy in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Albie. What's on your mind?
Hey, not too much. I called into your show earlier. I was talking about a friend of mine and who got a drug possession charge.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Anyway, so I was at the large anti-School of the Americas protest in Georgia weekend before last.
I don't know what that is. What's the School of the Americas?
It's now known as the Western Hemisphere. It was renamed Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation in around 2001.
Okay.
But the school itself has been around since the Truman administration, and its mission, according to the government, is to promote democracy in Central America. However, the graduates of the school include Manuel Noriega,
okay,
and many others implicated in human rights. Hundreds, if not thousands, of human rights violations in the last 60 years.
The school has been?
Yeah.
Where is this school located?
Well, it used to be in Panama, but 20 years ago they moved it to Fort Benning, Georgia.
Huh. Fort Benning. So it's on military property?
Yep.
Hmm.
And what is it that they're up to now? They're just still training people to go and run despotic countries? I guess I'm missing the point. What is it they... What are they doing?
The idea is to promote democracy in Central and South America, but as of recently, because of the school's reputation, several countries, including Venezuela, have stopped sending their troops there.
So it's actually four military people then?
Yeah.
So foreign countries send their troops into the School of the Americas to learn about democracy, and then they go back to the countries they came from?
Yeah, general military knowledge about. In 1996, when several training manuals were released from the Pentagon, they advocated torture and they talked about torture and human rights abuses.
Mm. In a positive way.
I guess as positive as torture could ever be. But
yeah, well, they're saying you should torture, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
they probably didn't call it torture, and they probably didn't call it human rights abuses in the book.
So you say you were down there protesting this?
Yeah, it's a huge protest. SOA Watch, which is an organization advocating for the end of for the closure of the School of the Americas since about 1990,
mm-hmm.
They estimated 22,000 people were there.
And who's funding the School of the Americas? Is it a United States federal government program?
Yep.
Wow. So I didn't even know about this. And so you say there are 22,000 people during the protest. Any highlights, or are you just calling to share the fact that you were down there?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
It's definitely not something that we hear about too much in any media, I think.
No, certainly
not. I did not hear about it until I met some local activists in my area who told me about it.
Huh, and so they sort of clued you in, and that's a significantly large protest, 22,000 people?
Oh, yeah, there are people from all over the United States, some people from Central America, and some people from Canada.
Hmm.
I don't quite know the percentage, but just seeing all the cars that are out there is...
So would you recommend
that
people like go to Wikipedia or something, or is there some sort of anti-School of the Americas website that people should go to learn more about this?
Well, it's SOAW.org.
SOAW. What's the W stand for?
Watch.
Got it. Very good, Albie. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So I wasn't even aware this was going on.
No, this it's something new, so maybe we'll hear more about it.
All right. So let's go back to this email you had, Mark. We were talking about it in the first hour. Towards the end of the hour, we sort of ran out of time, and we hadn't really even gotten into the meat of it. It's addressing the cops and their excuse, their favorite excuse. Oh, I'm just following orders. I'm doing my job. My job is to enforce the law. It doesn't matter to me what the law says. I am the enforcer.
It's a simple place to come from, and if you're going to be a cop, I can understand why it would be that you come from this point of view, but our emailer, I feel differently, and our emailer feels differently, too. He says, Mark was great when he asked the cop what happens when there's a contradiction between the Constitution and statutes, but when the cop asked him to provide an example, he went off on some hypothetical instead of just pointing out to, drug laws or gun laws and the Ninth Amendment. Under the American Constitutions, he's talking about state and the federal constitution,
mm-hmm.
The job and first duty of executive officers, cops, is to provide, carefully judge whether laws are just and constitutional, and then to veto laws deemed unjust or unconstitutional by not enforcing them. I don't think that that's I don't think that that's outlined anywhere in the Constitution.
No, I don't think it's given
the push.
I don't think it's outlined to the police in their police manual either.
Now, and I think that, anyway, let's go on with what he's got to say, and then I'll tear it up in a minute. So just doing my job might have been worth a try at Nuremberg, but it can never be a valid excuse for a cop in America. From Lysander Spooner's trial by jury, in a representative government, there is no absurdity or contradiction, nor any arraying of the people against themselves. In requiring that the statutes or enactments of the government shall pass the ordeal of any number of separate tribunals before it shall be determined that they are to have the force of laws. Our American constitutions have provided five of these separate tribunals, to wit, representatives, Senate, executive, jury, and judges, and have made it necessary that each such enactment shall pass the ordeal of all these separate tribunals before its authority can be established by the punishment of those who choose to transgress it.
So, translation.
Laws have to
Spooner's,
go through...
Spooner's good, but it takes takes a little bit of effort to read.
For laws to be valid, they have to go through these...
they have to be approved by all of those branches of
legislative,
government.
Executive, jury, just a judiciary.
But the way the government acts today is that if it's passed by the representatives mm-hmm. and signed by the president, then that's it. It's law. And I guess the judges are, to some extent, are looking at things and overturning them here and there. But the police certainly don't act as this.
That's what we're taught in school, though. The legislative branch makes the laws. The executive branch enforces the laws. And the judicial branch judges whether they're constitutional or not. And it's just not enough. It's just not right.
No.
The judicial branch should be looking at the finer points. But I think that overall, everybody's responsible for their own actions. I'll get into it. Let me finish the email, and then I'll get into that. And there be such regional doubt of justice of laws, the benefit of that doubt must be given to the defendant and not to the government, so that the government must keep its laws clearly within the limits of justice if it would ask a jury to enforce them. The executive has a qualified veto upon the passage of laws in most of our governments, and an absolute veto in all of them upon the execution of any laws which he deems unconstitutional, because his oath to support the Constitution, as he understands it, forbids him to execute any law that he deems unconstitutional. Fine. The fact is, Nuremberg proved, not that we didn't know it, that you can't just do whatever you want because the government said, or do whatever the government says because the government said it was so. You're responsible for your actions.
Not just way in the extreme, but right now they are for everything.
Well,
No, they can't. They're not responsible for their actions, and they can do whatever they want because that's what they're doing.
Well,
they're
so
different.
What if somebody else can't?
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchedherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-722-9020. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-722-9020. That's 800-722-9020.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free. And that does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of the Free Talk Live website. Over 850 pages of information, content created by listeners like you. And it's free, like everything else on our site. wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Continuing an email that you had received, Mark, about the police and we're
done with the email.
We're done with the email. Yeah. You had some comments, or there was a couple more things.
We were commenting on it.
The email essentially said that we didn't do such a great job explaining the whole Nuremberg defense to the police.
Mm-hmm.
When the police make their a famous claim, which they made a bunch last night and a lot on their forums,
and that Lysander Spooner proved that basically the executive branch was responsible for a certain level of veto on the enactment of laws that they. He made intellectual claims that you would have a very difficult time proving to somebody that you made them to. It would be a long, drawn-out, really cerebral conversation. Sorry, we don't do that show.
Yeah. I mean, I understand Spooner, and even I have trouble following his quotes. You know, it's that old, ye old language.
You're very close to it.
From 100 years ago or 150 years ago, and it's just it's difficult to get a grasp on. But I understand what he was saying, and he's suggesting that the cops should be another check and balance on the system. Instead of just being enforcers, people who will just do whatever it is that they're told to do by the politicians, they should be the ones, the first line of defense for the people. Because they should be accountable to the people, not to the politicians. And so therefore, the police should be the first line of defense in that they should say, no, we're not going to enforce these laws. But the counterclaim to that is that the police will say, well, if I say that, then I'm going to get fired.
Absolutely true. It's absolutely true.
Unless you actually have principled people in administrative positions, yeah. In which case then you'd be okay. If the COs, the commanding officers, were liberty-oriented people who wouldn't fire an officer for that sort of thing, they could issue some sort of an edict from the top level, from the sheriff's office, saying, no, no, we're not going to enforce these laws.
And I'm sort of two minds there. I guess this is where my conservative roots begin to have a problem with it. Like, I understand we need cops. I believe we need cops to keep us safe, and to some extent, you know, they enforce the laws that are out there. And so I understand that. But then I think to myself, you know, well, if you can't stand up for what's right, then what good are you? You're no good at this.
They believe the law is right.
They do believe the law is right. And they're wrong for that.
Right.
So, I don't know where to go with that. But
they believe that somehow majority rule makes right. I don't know if there's a name for that philosophy. I don't know if it is a philosophy or just a very misguided, bizarro belief.
And I've proven it's not even majority rule, so they believe that the law is right.
They believe the system is right. And they believe that whoever the majority is that participates in the voting system gets to set up whatever the rules are.
And so if the law is right, that brings me to the Nuremberg argument. You know, if it's right to enforce these drug laws, if it's right to enforce these immigration laws, if it's right to enforce these tax laws, mm-hmm. then it's right to pick the Jews up and throw them into the concentration camps and gas them.
They'll say that, now their objection, we don't have one on the line, but their objection to that would be that that happened years ago, and that happened in another country, and we're good Americans, and that'll never happen here.
Look, cops, soldiers, the minions of the ruling party, whoever that is, have been doing things like that since there has been, since man has been ruling man.
But we're different, Mark. We're Americans.
No, we're not. The government is the government. It doesn't matter where you're at. Our government has gotten too big and too out of control.
And power is power.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is power and the government is force. And that's why we need to be very careful about the ways in which we decide to use it. But these people aren't careful. The politicians continue to pass laws that affect other people's lives with little thought for the consequences. And the cops continue to enforce those laws with little thought for the consequences. It doesn't matter to them if they take some scumbag, as they put it, off the streets. If they don't know the person, then it doesn't matter to them. But I doubt they would go after their own brother or sister, unless they happen to be having a family feud with that individual. If there's a cop on the cop forums who just admitted tonight that his brother's a pot smoker, and that he's an upstanding member of society.
Then why doesn't he throw him in jail?
Well, his brother.
Because, and then we get into, my opinion is, you've got 25% of cops, power, hungry, crazy, short haircutted, mm-hmm. jackbooted, gung-ho thugs.
Yeah.
25% really good people, want to change the world for the better, want to do the right thing. Now,
what about the other 50%?
And the other 50%, people that want jobs.
Hmm.
People that want jobs, have found a good job, found an easy job.
Pension.
You know, there's when it comes to government jobs are better than regular jobs. If you want an example of that, and if you want to see how that's true, compare cops in the public sector, the working for the government. To security guards. And you'll see how valuable their service is. Security guards don't get paid much.
No, they don't. Sorry. And a lot of them smoke pot. Let's go to the email box. I'm serious.
They do.
Let's go to the email box from Shoop. He emails in, I listened to the show and I thought it was very good. And by the way, this is a cop. I'm a white police officer in the city of Chicago, and I work gangs. My political views fall towards the side of libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you hit on some interesting points during last night's show. As you may know, I live and work under the rule of Mayor Daley. I don't believe in the mayor's firearm registration laws, the banning of certain types of rifles. I think everyone should have them because the only ones that do have them are the people that shouldn't have them, gangbangers and so on.
The guys that see this every day, I love it when they can look at it and look at it this way.
Right.
I mean, because he's right. He gets it.
It doesn't matter what laws are out there. The gangbangers are not going to care.
Right. And the fact is, even if you find the gangbanger with the gun and take it away from him after he's committed a crime,
he'll get another one.
What good does it do? Well, no, you know, he goes to jail or whatever. But there's going to be another gangbanger there, and there's going to be and he's going to have another AK-47 or whatever it is that he carries.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I going to do when I run across this guy? I've got to have firepower.
Call the police.
Right. Call the police
and
on
wait.
My cell phone
yeah.
as the bullets are flying at me.
He says, I work in one of the worst neighborhoods in the city of Chicago, and I've seen things that would make the average...
I want to know what that neighborhood is.
Well, that might give up his identity. We don't want to do that.
I thought the worst neighborhood was Cicero. Apparently, that's not so.
Is that New York?
No, that's Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, okay. But it's got to be on the south side, wherever it's at.
All right. So he says, one of the worst neighborhoods in the city, and I've seen things that would make the average person's head spin. What I'm trying to say is I do see the points that are offered by the legalization of narcotics. I see the dealers, the big ones, not the corner rats, driving around in the Escalades, the Navigators,
sure,
the Astons, and so on.
Right. And you know, they're driving around really sweet cars, and what can this guy do about it?
I see the kids in the neighborhood, which is getting poor, killed and shot over dope spots, over lost narcotics, lost money, and so on. The thing is, the younger kids are just enamored by the dealers.
Sure.
If we legalize the narcotics, the cash flow to these guys would dry up, and it is possible that the neighborhood, over time, would start to gentrify. Now, one of the things, well, of course, don't they have rent control in Chicago?
I don't know.
There's other factors, but it certainly would help. Now, one of the things I heard you say a few times was, we should be catching the guys who are committing the crimes, murderers, rapists, and so on. I do, and I have.
No, sure.
I've put quite a few murderers, a few rapists, burglars, domestic battery offenders, etc., in jail.
Now, wait a second. I would venture to say that something like 75% of the murders, the violent crimes are going out there. Rape probably doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wife beating doesn't count in this one.
Okay.
But the violent crimes besides those, I would say that the majority of them are caused by drugs, meaning that somebody breaks into my house, burglarizes my house, kills, slits my throat, rapes my wife,
sure,
whatever, fillets my cat so that they can have money to get crack or crank or whatever drug it is that they want.
If they were smart, they would have abducted your cat and held him for ransom.
Oh,
that's a good way to get some cash. 800-259-9231. We have Senor Grouchy Pants, and we want you to drop $10,000 in unmarked bills in the nearest trash can.
That
we'll come back with more of this cops email. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On missions, master spies synchronize their watches. In ballets, talented choreographers synchronize their dancers. And in One Direction, manual transmissions synchronize their gears. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil, and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop Towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Like the Mission Impossible team goes forward by synchronizing their watches, manual transmissions go forward by synchronizing their gears. For smooth transitions as you shift, the rotational speed of one set of forward gears is matched by synchronizer rings to the speed of meshing gears. Reverse gear, however, is not synchronized, so it sometimes grinds in protest. Here's a hint. Don't force it. Just push the clutch in and pause a few seconds, then try it again. Now, you're in sync with both your gears. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features and functions you'll find there, completely free, and that does include the live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for your convenience, completely free at freetalklive.com. As we continue, an email from a police officer. We had about 3 hours, all of the entire show last night was about police officers, the war on drugs. We had a number of law enforcement officers call in to voice their opinions, and I thought it was a great show. We got some responses, obviously, in the email box, and this one actually came in from a Chicago police officer. He works in the gangs unit, and he was pointing out that he understands that it doesn't matter what laws they pass. For instance, there's a lot of gun control in the city of Chicago, and he sees the gangbangers, as he puts it, with the guns all the time. The laws don't stop them from getting their hands on them, and they just prevent law-abiding people from using and possessing guns.
I would say that the law enforcement officers that I've worked with in the past have a lot of them have understood this whole Second Amendment thing and that people need to have guns. They don't always take it out to its logical end, but they get that at least from the very beginning, at the beginning of that idea.
So he says, one of the things I heard you say a few times is we should be catching the guys who are committing the crimes, murderers, rapists, and so on. Well, I do, and I have. I put quite a few murderers, a few rapists, burglars, domestic battery offenders, etc., in jail. I've made a few narcotics arrests in my time as well. I'm not on the one or two dime bag arrest, the one rock arrest. In fact, I overlook them quite often. I look at it this way. Here, any, and I mean any amount of illegal substance in your car, illegal substance, your car gets impounded and costs about $1,200 to get it out.
Wow.
Now, I may be cold-hearted at times, but I still have one. I know that some people have jobs and that some people just get caught up in a situation that's bad. I understand people are people as I am, and sometimes we may do stupid stuff. Same with a DUI. Never in my career, though so far it is just a short 3 years, a DUI screws up a person's life. Luckily, I haven't had to handle an accident which involved death from a DUI. I have let people go who weren't driving, but I have also locked keys in the car, driven people home, made them walk, and so on. I follow the rules of my department, and I enforce laws, but I also look and I see the gray areas of the laws. The registration listed above, recovered many guns in my career, never ever charged anyone with the failure to register law. Well, that's it for now. I work midnights, and I'll only get a chance to listen to the show the next day. I plan on listening again. If I do get a chance to listen, I'd be glad to call in and give you answers and explanations on certain topics. Keep it up. Thanks from R.
Cool.
So, it's always good to hear from a friendly officer who is essentially on our side.
Yeah.
Yes, they're constricted by the rules. yes, there's a bunch of bureaucracy. Yes, there's annoying administrators and vindictive ones as well. For instance, if you come out maybe against prohibition and your administrators don't like that, they might make your life a living hell. So I understand the gauntlet that some of these cops have to go through in order to
hold. But my experience is the police officers that I've met and talked to about politics and that kind of thing, the police and law enforcement officers that I've talked to about this kind of thing, really understand libertarianism.
A lot of them do.
A lot of them do.
Not all of them.
No, no.
A good chunk of them actually do score libertarian on the world's smallest political quiz, and that's good. You know, that's good. It's a good starting point. Hopefully they'll learn more and continue to educate themselves on what libertarian is, and then as they become more and more libertarian, maybe they'll come and join the Free State Project and become law enforcement officers up here. I'd certainly rather have a squad full of libertarian cops than anything else. So, thanks to Mr. R for the email. Officer R. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, do shoppers' brains respond to brand names? We'll look into that, but first
I would imagine they'd absolutely do.
To the phones, to Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, do you have me?
We've got you. Gotcha. What's on your mind?
Let me ask you guys one simple question.
All right.
Ian and Mark, can anybody force you to sign something?
Well, sure.
They can?
They could hold a gun to your head.
Well, they could.
No, I'm just saying, rightfully so, in today's society, does the common belief, can anybody force you to sign something?
I guess no. I mean, you know, but basically a signature is a voluntary agreement to do whatever it is that you're signing.
Are you going to consider it force if there's a gun to my head? I mean, is that force, or am I still voluntarily signing at point of a gun?
No, you're right. You're right. It would be force at a point of a gun. But what I'm saying, in the common denominator, that everybody's belief is that no. Just ask anybody. You can ask anybody on the street. Can anybody force you to sign a document?
Hold on just a second. I've thought of something now. And I think I'd like to hear your point no matter what it is, but I thought of something on the question you said. When it comes to like a tax return, I sign my tax return and I say, you know, all this stuff is true even though it's not, right? And I am forced to sign that tax return.
I think you're talking about, though, in a typical business deal. You're talking about just on a standard, like...
Well, he asked the question, and
no,
it was...
No. On a regular basis, what I do is I go around to anybody that I encounter. If issues come up, I ask them. I said, you know, can anybody force you to sign something? And immediately they say no. And I said, that's correct, because your signature is your property. But how about traffic tickets? How about income tax returns? And I'm a veteran. How about... When they draft you, if they were to put a draft in, I know for a fact that when I went into the military, when I joined the Marine Corps, when I went down to go through the processing, right when they asked me to sign, I asked them specifically, what if I don't sign?
Was this a draft or you just voluntarily joined?
No, this is, I volunteered and joined.
Okay.
But when the draft, I have an uncle who was drafted back when Vietnam was taking place. And he didn't go because he refused to sign.
Good for him.
When they draft you, that's just a summons to appear.
Really?
If you don't sign to go in, they can't take you.
Yes, but they don't tell you that. And there's, you know, the threat of the brig, and there's you know, army guys standing around with guns and stuff. And that's not really fair.
So you're using that point to counteract the individual. You're saying, well, can anybody force you to sign something? No, they can't. Well, the government can. Are you using that to point out how the government is force?
Correct. You know, it's because the common person believes that nobody can force you to sign something. But when it comes to traffic tickets, or if it comes to income taxes, or if it comes to a draft, hopefully, you know, I pray to God that it doesn't happen. But how come those three things are always overlooked?
I don't know. I that's an excellent question. I guess people just don't sort of include the government in what they normally consider as signing documents and that sort of thing. Maybe they're just thinking business dealings, you know, renting a house or leasing an office building or getting into an agreement with somebody or something like that. If for some reason, they just don't consider it.
Because when I was growing up, my father specifically said, look, Paul, when you go to sign something, you better read everything and don't sign it unless you understand it. Well, when it came to... The time where I had to go to work and I had to do my first tax return, I said, Dad, I don't understand this. He's like, sign it. I said, but this goes against everything that you're telling me.
Yeah, great point. Paul, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Who could understand what they're signing when it comes to a tax return? I mean, there's
yeah,
there are reams and reams and reams. Tens of thousands of pages of tax law out there.
Indeed, who could understand it? But all his dad knew was that that's what you're supposed to do. Because that's what his dad had done, and that's what you're supposed to do as a good American, is pay your taxes and sign the form. Now, they understand that if you don't sign the form, there could be some consequences down the line. And he certainly didn't want his son to face any of those consequences, at least not at that time. I can understand where his dad was coming from on that, as wrong as it might be. And it's just, and of course, it all has to do with tradition. Paying taxes in America has more to do with tradition than anything else. Because no one has ever really paid taxes because they've seen laws that require them to pay taxes. They've just paid taxes because mom and dad did. And mom and dad says that's what you're supposed to do in America. And so we just pay the taxes and we just don't even question it. But it should be questioned. Because it's money that the government's taking from us on a forceful basis and then spending in the way they want to spend it. In many cases, I think a lot of people that pay taxes don't agree. In fact, I got some of the cops on the law enforcement forums to admit that they don't agree with all the ways that taxes are spent, but they pay them anyway because it's their duty to pay the taxes. Got to pay your fair share.
That's how I felt 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
Till I really started thinking about it. And, you know, it's my taxes that enable these bad laws to be enacted.
Right, well, because if the funding dried up, they wouldn't be able to pay the cops anymore, would they? They wouldn't be able to pay the enforcers. And if you can't pay the men with the guns, then who's going to follow your laws anymore?
Now I still pay the taxes, but I do it simply because I'll go to jail otherwise.
Right, I made that point on the forums earlier tonight. I said, the only reason I pay property taxes is because I don't want you guys showing up. It's not because I feel like I have a civic duty. It's not because I feel like I owe anybody or that I have a fair share that I want to pay. It's because I'm scared of you. You're scary people. And you're going to force me to do what the government wants me to do. That's the only reason why I pay them. 800-259-9231. And I still believe if a bunch of people didn't pay, we'd have an interesting situation. Hour 3's coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Did you?